Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 8th International Film Art Exhibition in Venice. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of the Federweight section, Orizzonti, Robert Colonni. How are you feeling?
I feel delighted, over the moon to be at Venice, and it's terrific to be talking to you.
Oh, wonderful. So, I appreciate a lot the fact that you choose a song like at the end of the fighting with the Pep that is Heroine by Lou Reed. And I would like to ask you if my sensation about that is right, that he wanted so much actually to do what he was doing all his life that he was like addicted to it. And at the end, actually, we see it with, you know, the marvelous smile, even if he lost the fight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it is his addiction to the thrill, to the blood, to the ring, to the sound of the audience screaming his name and applauding, for better or worse. And I think this is how Lou Reed felt about the song as well, that it's not explicitly a song about drug addiction at all. It's just a song about addiction and the necessity to follow that thing that is what defines you.
Yeah, and you know, the film is set in 1974, if I'm right.
64,
sorry. And so how did you go about recreating all this atmosphere, even the gestures and the fact that you put even real full shot inside?
Yeah, we went through great lengths to try to portray as accurately as possible feeling of 1964, the atmosphere, so that everything felt imbued with truth, because we utilized this sort of documentary style in the film, so everything had to be real. And to that end, you know, all of our sets we dressed in 360 degrees so that we could move fluidly, the camera could move around. Our production designer Sonia Fotarch went through great lengths to make all of the props, all of the decorations, all of the sets fully lived in, fully realized. Our costume designer, Naomi Wolf-Latcher, sourced many outfits from the period itself. So a lot of the clothing is not a recreation, but in fact, clothing from 1964. And then directing the actors, you know, tried to give them pieces of dialogue and pieces of gestural information that they could use body language to communicate things that feel accurate to the time.
Well, and how long it takes, all the process? I mean, when you started to film and at the end of the post-production, how it was long?
We, you know, our film is a very small budget film.
Yeah.
We had $1.5 million to do the entire thing, which for a period piece is insane.
Wow. Yeah.
We shot the entire thing in 18 days. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
We had, but I had about 4 years of pre-production before that.
Okay.
Where I storyboarded everything in watercolor and, you know, just kind of obsessively, fetishistically thought about how the film should function and the language of the camera and everything. And then our editing process took about a year. The film was edited by the great documentarian Robert Greene, who made films like Procession and Kate Plays Christine. Who's a real documentary editor. And so we approached the footage in this kind of documentary way to take the script that Steve Loft wrote and recontextualize it into, again, what is in this language of the real? What feels observational? How do the performances resonate in a way that feels human and therefore fallible?
Yeah. And was it difficult, you know, to portray the private life of Willy Pep? I mean, when you have decided to tell his story, and I want to know why, actually. So, you know, you had maybe more access to the information about, you know, the fighting and all this kind of stuff, but what about the private life?
We were very lucky to be able to shoot the film in Hartford, Connecticut, where all of this really happened. And a lot of Willie's family is still around there. Willie is not with us anymore, but, for example, Billy... Yeah. Who Keir Gilchrist plays in the film, The Son. He's still alive, and we got to spend a lot of time with him, interviewing him, and our actor Keir got to interact with him and learn mannerisms from him. one of Willie's ex-wives, one of Willie's seven ex-wives.
Seven?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is still around. So we got to talk to her and get the inside scoop on that, for better or worse. And a lot of, you know, cousins and nephews and nieces. So we had a lot of insight on him as a person. But also, you know, he's this sort of fractured character. His relationship with pride is something that is hard and problematic and human, and it's neither black nor white. It exists in this gray area. He has a lot of flaws, and you know that's why I gravitated towards a character like this, because it's real. You know, it's very hard to be a person in the world, and to be able to tell a story like this that is layered and is not so cut and dry was exciting to me, because I think communicating what is human is what we should be doing as filmmakers, sharing stories about, you know, what we see reflected in the world.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to Robert Coloni, director of the Featherweight and the Section Orizzonti. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.